101.9 POR, John, Joe, and Courtney all morning, 12 in a row all day. I'm wondering what happened to Joe's spray tan that you clearly had.
Yeah.
I saw on social media this weekend when
I don't know what you're talking about.
You DJ'd this Miami Vice themed second chance prom. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun over at Sable Oaks, and I want to thank the staff over there. They do such a great job. And everybody who showed up and braved the weather Saturday.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we were going to have this event.
Yep.
We ended up having it. It was packed.
Nice.
And it was awesome. It was Miami Vice themed,
mm-hmm.
as you mentioned. So,
so cool.
I decided, hey, go big or go home.
Why not?
You went big.
And I brought the heat.
Yeah.
If, if there had been a costume contest that you could have entered, I can't imagine you not winning.
I might have won. As the DJ, I was, I had the Miami Vice look going. But part of that was that I had to look tan.
Very tan.
You actually had the Miami Vice drug kingpin look going.
Yes, I did. I was going. I said to my wife, I said, every great Miami Vice episode had a villain.
Yes.
And that's the look that I was going for. I wasn't going for, hey, I'm here to protect you. I was there for, hey, I'm waiting on a few kilos. Okay? That was my job that
night. It looked like it.
And okay, describe. Yes. Can you describe for everybody?
The outfit was, I had a black suit on. And my wife, I had no socks on because Miami Vice.
No socks.
My wife got
in the middle of winter. That's,
these really, really cool new. And by the way, my legs are starting to untan too.
Oh,
But part of the deal was, so I had this, how would you describe a Hawaiian shirt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bright.
Bright, very bright colors, pink and blues and stuff like that. And I had it buttoned open. I had some gold bling that my wife got me, big old gold chain.
Very blingy.
I had a big old gold bracelet. I had this beautiful pink fabric. What are they called?
Pocket square.
A pocket square that my wife had put in for me as well. And that was, it was looking really sharp, but I needed to be tan. I also had my hair slicked back, and a lot of comments. Hey, a lot of people like the slick back hair.
It looked good.
I will say that. But I did have to have a tan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to do the spray tan. Because Courtney told me about it.
Oh, yeah. And it's so easy. You just go in and it sprays you.
Right. But you know how Courtney talks and she doesn't really have any sense of what things cost?
Oh, yeah.
So Courtney goes, you know, you can go right across the street here and get a spray tan. It costs like $5.
At Staples?
Yes.
Well, wherever it is. Is there a tanning place over there?
No, it's over closer to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's over there.
Okay.
She goes, you can go over there. It's like $5. I'm like, what? No, it can't be that cheap.
It's like $20.
What is it, like $150?
Maybe a little bit more?
$150. Oh
so what I did is I went, my wife got me, I did some research of the best self-tanning stuff that you can get. And the most affordable one that did the best job after doing some research was the Jergens stuff.
That stuff is great.
It's a bronzer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did one coat and then I showed up to work Friday morning.
And very tan, the one coat.
Very tan off the one coat.
But and still then, like tastefully tan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so Courtney and I both agreed. There needs to be a second layer.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So Friday night, I put a second layer, and I woke up on Saturday morning, and the first thing that my 12-year-old said to me when I walked out of bedroom was, wow, that's Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Yes. That was the goal. You wanted to be bronzed, you know?
Wow.
Amazing.
Courtney was nice enough. She posted some photos up.
Oh, yeah,
if you want to see
Facebook.
Them. It was also, you know what I helped make the look?
Mm-hmm.
The aviator glasses that my wife ordered for me.
It pulled it all together.
Like the big aviators. If you've ever seen the movie Casino.
That's what I was trying to think of.
With Robert De Niro.
Yes, that's exactly what you look like.
He's the casino boss.
Yeah.
He was kind of my inspiration for this
Thank
look.
Thank you. Okay. I've been looking at this picture and trying to think, to say it on the radio.
Yeah.
Like there's some movie.
Old gangster movie
that Joe looks like. And I couldn't figure out. That's it. Robert De Niro in Casino.
Yep.
He's wearing the big glasses at one point. I'll have to do a side-by-side maybe with that picture of Robert De Niro.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know, like a who wore it better type of thing.
Robert De Niro. Casino.
But I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. And thank you to everybody for all the comments.
Those gold chains all real?
Of course.
Oh, real gold.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't let anybody touch them.
Where do you even get gold chains like that?
My wife bought them
for me. Probably the internet, right?
You should have seen the size of this gaudy bracelet that I had on. It was just like the gold chain around my neck, but it was a bracelet.
Very shiny.
You could tie up a big dog with that chain.
Yes.
Yes.
It seriously, it pulled the look together, man. The accessories were what it was all about.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I really thought.
But did you like scrub yourself? Because you're not at, you're still pretty tan, but not as tan.
I didn't. It's naturally fading for me. My wife did go out and buy me. You could tell how disgusted she was with my look. She's like, I bought a loofah and some special stuff to put on, and you will need to scrub yourself repeatedly to get that stuff
until
off
it's gone.
Of you.
No.
Until it's gone. But I haven't had to do that. I think it'll just naturally fade here pretty quick.
I think so.
You know, it's not it's not a spray tan, so I think it just fades in a few days.
It'll come off.
So what you do is maintain the use of the product.
Yes. And continue.
And tell everyone, it's all washed off.
Uh-huh.
You're just misunderstood with what my color was before.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm back to my original shade.
This is my natural glow.
Yeah.
Just glowing, baby.
You know? Well, the weather's down. I'm spending more time outside.
That's what I told people at the thing. They're like, wow, Joe, you even did a fake tan. I'm like, no, the spring was here early, and I've been outside the yard a lot.
With that mirror thing.
Looking really good. Oh, God, Courtney's got the picture. It looks like it.
It literally does.
That's so funny.
You didn't have a pinky ring, though, did you?
No, my wife didn't. We didn't get the rings, but that's because I have sausage fat fingers, so
they got
it's hard
sizes
for me to size rings and hats, things like that.
I feel that.
I have big sizes that need to, it's weird.
Same.
Courtney, you understand.
I completely understand. Mm-hmm. I wear like a men's ring size like 12.
Do you really?
No.
Wow. I was going to say, I only have an 11.